Congratulations. Your gift of a new day is here. Ready to live it big? You're listening to the Big Life Devotional Podcast. Now, here's Pamela to get you fired up for all God has available for you today.
Well, good morning, beautiful. Welcome to a brand new day of life. Happy Thursday, my friends. I am so genuinely, thoroughly excited that you're here with me today. Welcome. We're going to get a new day of life started right. The title of today's episode of the Big Life Devotional Podcast is I'm Freaking Amazing. That's an affirmation for you if you need one. I'm freaking amazing. I am amazed by God's creation. Sea creatures always leave me in awe over God's creativity. The seahorse is my favorite. Well, it was my favorite until yesterday I discovered one of the cool characters in Finding Nemo is actually for real. Remember the fish lurking in the dark with a glowing bulb over its head, luring in its prey? And Nemo says, "I see a light." Now, I assumed that fish was created in the imagination of some Pixar genius. No, that was created in the imagination of God Almighty. Y'all, I was yesterday years old when I discovered the Pacific football fish is a real thing. I read that one of those bizarre creatures washed up on the shores of Southern California this week, and pictures show this flattened football-shaped fish with a huge mouth and thousands of razor-sharp teeth with that legendary stalk on top of its head and bioluminescent tips that glow for real. This creature lives 3,000 feet below the surface in the deep, dark depths of the Pacific Ocean. I've posted the news article on my personal Facebook page. You can find it there, or you can just Google Pacific football fish washes up on shore. You can find it, okay? You have to see the photos. You have to read the description of this crazy creation. Like, so amazing what God made. How absolutely amazing. Our God is capable of creating anything. His imagination has no limits. Anything he wishes can and will be made. And with all his creativity and all his power, he decided to make you. He designed you with his greatest powers at work. Every detail of you was considered and chosen with the greatest of care. Within your mother's womb, he knit you together in miraculous ways. This week, I was talking with one of my sweet podcast listeners in Asia, and she finds herself in a tough situation and an unplanned pregnancy. She was questioning if this new life forming within her for the past 9 weeks is God's will for her to carry. Is it real at this point? Is it alive? Can she undo this seeming mistake? Did you know that at just 9 weeks after conception, the color of the baby's eyes have already formed? God's miraculous design has already begun. Sometimes we don't understand the timing or the circumstances of God's creation, but we can always trust his plans are good and he knows exactly what he is doing. We can take the next step in confidence and know what he started has a purpose. Is that baby a mistake? Not at all. There was a time when that baby was you. A time when you were forming and growing just as God imagined. A time when your life was being created and your purpose was being designed. Your eye color was being chosen. Have you forgotten what a truly magnificent creation you are? Have you lost your identity in the mundane repeat of all the days of your life that look painfully the same as the one before? Have you been avoiding the reflection in the mirror because you're not proud of her? Forgetting the reflection in the mirror shows one of God's most treasured creations. Ephesians 2, verse 10 says, "For we are God's masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." You, a masterpiece. You are the creation of the master artist who he declared as perfection, just the way he wanted you. Every detail of your design is for the purpose of the good things he planned for you from the beginning. And honey, if it's not good yet, then God's just not done yet. There are some things about you that are still a mystery. Some parts of your story that still don't make sense. Some details of your unique design that seem random and misfit. But the same God who decided the football fish should have a glowing light hanging from the top of its head to attract dinner in the deep, dark depths of the ocean. Well, he decided you should be unique in your own ways as part of his bigger plan. I grew up on a small farm. The bigger and the chunkier the animal, the more beautiful it was considered to be. Isn't that funny? Heck, we even love to see fat rolls on a baby. Mm-hmm. We grab those chunky legs and declare them as perfection. Those chubby cheeks are just irresistible. Give me all the fat babies. But somewhere along the way, we decide rolls are no longer desirable and chubby is a massive insult. We then spend our days obsessing about any hint of previously adored chub showing up. We suck it in, we starve it, we punish it, we neglect it, we hide it. Girl, in the pursuit of the perfect body, have you forgotten you are a masterpiece? You have the fingerprints of God Almighty on you. How about, here's an idea, how about you start loving yourself and appreciating your design instead of constantly trying to change everything about you? With all that waxing and coloring and microblading and injecting and contouring, do we even know what you originally look like anymore? Maybe Michael Jackson's nose was just fine before. No one even remembers. And maybe you don't need all that extra. You were great in God's original design. Now, here's what this isn't. This isn't a license to be a slob. This isn't permission to give up on becoming the best version of yourself. We get this so out of balance, okay? This is a call to take care of what God created. A masterpiece should be cared for. Don't you agree? Think about it. A masterpiece should be cared for. You don't just throw a masterpiece in a dark corner to collect dust. You don't hide the masterpiece concerned someone might find a flaw with it. You don't abuse or neglect a masterpiece. No, you take pride in a masterpiece. You give it the greatest of care and honor the creator's purpose for its design. I'm tall. And that doesn't always come across in my voice on this podcast. You likely don't hear me and think, that girl sounds ridiculously tall. But I am. I come from a tall family and I lived up to the tall genes swimming around in our pool. I hated the way God made me for the first 30 years of my life. I tried to shrink myself and play little. I even prayed the most ridiculous prayers as a teenager, asking God to somehow, miraculously, overnight, make me shorter. Every day, I woke up to discover I was still growing and my jeans were always too short. I'm pretty sure I invented crop tops and capris and it wasn't cool back then. But now I see God made me this way. I may not have a stalk growing out of the top of my head with bioluminescent tips to glow in the dark, but I'm kind of awesome in my own way. And so are you. Why do you forget that? Oh, I know why. Remember what this week's devotionals are about? If you've been listening this week, we have a series going on. This is all about the battle we're in. We are all in the middle of a battle, whether we want to be or not. And that's what this is about. It's about the battle. The battle with an enemy whose primary weapon is a question. His question of, why are you different? And why can't you just be like someone else? That plants a seed of doubt. And that self-doubt causes you to lose your confidence and shrink back and play little and give up and sit out on your God-ordained purpose in life. The battle begins with a question, but victory comes with the truth. So what is our truth in this particular battle? I am a masterpiece created specifically to do good things. Every detail of me was intentional and for a purpose. I'm still in the process of becoming all I was created to be, and there are parts of me that are unfinished, but God's still working on me and in me. I've decided to be okay with that. Philippians 1:6 says, God, who began the good work within you, will continue his work until it's finally finished. This girl right here, the one staring back at you in the mirror, that girl, the one you see in the mirror, well, she's really something special. Magnificent, actually. Miraculous in every way. She was created for a purpose. Now I'm going to unleash her to fulfill it. And we have a theme song for today as we giggle over God's creative design of the football fish and ourselves. It's quite perfect for today. Mandisa has a song called Unfinished. She says, he started something good and I'm going to believe it. He started something good and he's going to complete it. So I'll celebrate the truth. His work in me ain't through. I'm just unfinished. You are a freaking masterpiece. That's what you are. Absolutely amazing. I love what God started in you. He's just not finished yet, girl. Hey, you want to pray with me? Let's do that. Join me now. Hey, God, good morning. God, we are amazed by you. You are so cool. Your creations are incredible. Thank you for showing off. Thank you, God, for your creativity and your design of crazy cool things like the football fish. But God, thank you also for your crazy cool design of me, of us individually. Lord, please forgive us for the way that we neglect and tear down and abuse your masterpiece that is us. God, we're going to take care of this. We're going to love it and take pride in it and honor what you created. Lord, help us to find the balance here, to find the balance in loving what you made, loving it just the way it is, and taking care of it to become the best that we can be. Help us to find this balance, Lord. We're struggling to find the balance. Lord, help us to remember the truth. The truth that we are indeed a masterpiece created to do good things. That is our truth. And what you started in us is good, and you are going to finish it. We trust you. We adopt that as our truth. We take it on and we live by it today. Lord, I am so grateful for all these amazing, miraculous creations that you have listening right here, right now. And I lift them up to you, God. I pray that you would do your mighty work in them. Some are struggling and questioning, and Lord, they just need you. Their families need you. Would you provide for them today? And Lord, would you protect our families? Thank you. It's in the name of Jesus. Amen. Oh, my friends, I love getting to share this time with you. So actually, let me tell you, behind the scenes, today is opening day of the Big Life Florida Keys Retreat. I have women from across the country, literally flying cross country today, to come in for the first of our two groups of the Florida Keys Retreats. So for the next 5 days, I'm hosting retreats. You know what that means? That means tomorrow morning, Friday morning, and Monday morning, I'm going to have a live audience with me. So like there are going to be people in the room with me, and I get extra excited when I get to be looking at Big Life girls while I host the devotional. So be sure to tune in tomorrow. You're going to hear some background noise, some voices from girls that are excited to be in the gorgeous paradise of the Florida Keys with me, and we're going to share some adventures together. So, and of course, be checking out my social media. My personal page is Pamela Krim, C-R-I-M. I will be posting some gorgeous photos. Everybody have a beautiful day. Happy Thursday. Remember, you are freaking amazing. Go live like it. I love you wildly. Bye, everybody.
You were created for a big life. We'll help you do it. Join us each weekday for a new Big Life devotional podcast. If you're ready to dive into the Big Life way of living, visit our website at biglifehq.com.